This is our third session in our panorama and survey of the New Testament.
Sesi ketilu dina pemandangan sareng survei perjanjian anyar.
Welcome to a survey of the Book of John.
Rujung sumping ka survei kitab Yohanes.
This is the fourth of four portraits of Jesus Christ.
Nu kaopat ti opat gambaran ngeunaan Yesus Kristus.
Now the Gospel of John was written about 20 or 30 years after the first three Gospels.
Injil Yohanes ditulis kira-kira 20 atanapi 30 tahun saparantos katilu Injil ieu.
In our last session we saw that Matthew, Mark and Luke were somewhat similar in their outline of the life of Jesus.
Dina sesi urang anu lawas urang ningali yen Matius, Markus sareng Lukas rada lami dina garis kehidupan Yesus.
But John is quite different.
Tapi Yohanes mah benten.
Because the world to which John was writing was quite different from the world 20, 30 years earlier.
Umargi dunia di mana Yohanes nulis rada beda ti dunia 20, 30 tahun satelacana.
You see, John was dealing with a world deeply influenced by Greek philosophy.
Kadarek terang Yohanes ngagaduhan urusan dunia anu dipengaruhan pisan ku filsafat Yunani.
He was dealing with a world that had come to understand that truth is something that is difficult to get a handle on.
Ngagaduhan urusan sareng dunia anu teu ngartos yen bebeneran anu hese dipidamel.
Especially the truth of God.
Nu utamina bebeneran Allah.
To the Greek mind, God was far removed.
Pikiran Yunani Allah disingkahkeun jauh-jauh.
Yes, he may have created the world, but then he kind of just left.
Anjeunna nyiptakeun dunya, tapi oge ninggalkeun.
He didn't really care about what was going on this little planet.
Anjeunna teu leres-leres emut kajantenan di planet alit ieu.
In fact, the Greek view of reality was that there was this spirit world that was far removed from the world in which we have to live.
Faktana cara pandang Yunani ngeunaan realistis nu aya di dinya, nyaeta roh di dinya anu jauh disingkirkeun ti dunya di mana urang hirup.
And that was the real world.
Ieu dunya anu nyata.
The unseen, spiritual, eternal world.
Dunya nu teu katingali rohani dunya anu langgeng.
The material world was not important.
Dunya materi ieu penting.
In fact, salvation was to escape from this material world.
Faktana kasalametan nyaeta kaluar ti dunya materi ieu.
And so it took two avenues to express itself.
Nya kitu aya dua jalan kanggo nuduhkeunana.
Self-denial.
Nolak diri.
Deny the flesh.
Nolak kadagingan.
The material world.
Dunya materi.
Or the other extreme, just enjoy yourself.
Cara ekstrim, rasakeun ku diri sorangan.
Because, where's God?
Nah, di mana Allah teh?
And so the gospel now had been going into this Greek world, this Gentile world.
Injil ayeuna parantos lebet ka jero dunya Yunani anu sanes Yahudi.
And how can the gospel be fully and adequately and accurately expressed in this Greek world?
Kumakeng Injil nu lengkap sareng mantap sareng pas ekseskeun dina dunya Yunani.
How do you explain a Jewish king to a Gentile world?
Kumaha derek ngajelaskeun saurang raja Yahudi ka dunya sanes?
It's this background that explains why John is so different than the first three Gospels.
Kasang tukang anu ngajelaskeun na Yohanes bedana tinu tilu Injil nu ngawitan.
In fact, 9 out of every 10 verses in John are new. You can't find them in Matthew, Mark, and Luke.
Faktana salapan ti satiap 10 ayat dina Yohanes anu enggal, saderek teu tiasa menakan ayat-ayat dina Matius, Markus, sareng Lukas.
Now you can pick up in John that he's talking to people who don't understand things that are Jewish many times.
Saderek kenging dina Yohanes yen aranjeunna nuju nyarios ka jalmi-jalmi nu teu ngartos karena hal-hal Yahudi
serpisan. For example, when he says that Andrew said to his brother Peter, "Come, we have found the Messiah."
Patos aranjeun nyarioskeun yen Andreas nyarios ka saderekna Petrus abdi parantos menakan Mesias.
He adds an explanation to the word Messiah.
Anjeunna nambahkeun katerangan kecap Mesias.
Which is translated the Christ.
Terjemahanana nyaeta Kristus.
That's the Greek word for anointed one.
Ieu kecap Yunani kanggo nu diurapan.
He explains, for example, what the word rabbi means.
Anjeunna ngajelaskeun naon arti kecap rabi.
Every Jew knew what a rabbi was.
Unggal urang Yahudi terang naon ari rabi teh.
But not a Gentile.
Tapi urang nusanes Yahudi teu terang.
It means teacher.
Artosna guru.
So it's these sayings, these words that are explained that tell us that we've got an audience that's not just Jewish.
Ieu teh ungkapan kecap anu dijelaskeun masihan terang ka urang yang ngadangu sanes mung urang Yahudi.
Let's look at this interesting gospel.
Mangga urang tingali Injil nu sae.
It starts very different than the other three gospels.
Ngawitanana benten pisan tinu tilu Injil sanes.
It starts in the beginning.
Mimiti kanu miwitan.
Not with the birth of Jesus.
Sanes nu ngalahirkeun Yesus.
Like Matthew and Luke.
Napertos Matius sareng Lukas.
Not with his water baptism like Mark.
Sareng ku dibaptiskan sapertos Markus.
Look at verse 1.
Mangga tingali dina ayat ka hiji.
John 1:1.
Yohanes 1 ayat 1.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
Di awal kadim kene pangandika tetos jumeneng eta pangandika manunggal jeung Allah tur pangandikatanya Allah.
What's that got to do with the good news of Jesus Christ?
Naon nu kedah dipidama ku beja bunga ngeunaan Yesus Kristus?
Everything.
Segala rupi.
Because you see, to the Greeks, that word, the word word, was used in a very special way.
Kumargi saderek ningali dina bahasa Yunani, kecap kata panandika dianggo dina cara anu khusus pisan.
It was the word logos.
Nyaeta kata logos.
It was used of that which holds the universe together.
Ieu dianggo keur anu ngadalikeun alam semesta.
The principle that gives order to the universe.
Prinsip nu masihan parentah ka alam semesta.
So John, being a good missionary,
Yohanes janten misionaris nu sae,
he's got to talk in a way that the natives understand.
Anjeunna keur nyarios ku cara masyarakat asli.
You understand that?
Kaderek ngartos hal eta.
So John uses a word, logos, that the Greek mind would understand.
Yohanes nganggo hiji kecap logos anu hartosna pikir urang Yunani.
So he's saying this principle that holds the whole world, this universe together, was with God in the beginning.
Janten anjeunna nyarioskeun prinsip anu ngendalikeun sakuliah dunya alam semesta ieu sasarengan sareng Allah ngawitanana.
In fact, it is God.
Faktana itanya Allah.
Then he makes a very amazing statement.
Ajeng anjeunna ngadamel hiji cariosan anu ngaherankeun.
It would jar the Greek mind.
Ieu baris ngariwaskeun alam pikiran Yunani.
This logos that was with God and is God.
Logos nu sasarengan sareng Allah nyata Allah.
Through which the whole world was created.
Ngalangkungan sakuliah dunya diciptakeun.
Has become flesh and dwelt among us human beings.
Parantos janten daging sareng linggi di antara urang.
That's in verse 14.
Dina ayat 14.
And John says we've seen it.
Yohanes nyaroskeun urang parantos ningali anjeunna.
We've seen the word.
Urang parantos ningali pangandika.
It's the glory of the Son that came from God.
Ieu kamulyan putra anu asalna ti Allah.
Full of grace and truth.
Pinuh ku anugrah sareng bebeneran.
Amazing.
Heran pisan.
The God that's so far away.
Allah nu sakitu jauhna.
Has shown up in his own world.
Parantos katingali di lebet dunya na nyalira.
I think that John had their attention by then.
Abdi ngemut Yohanes parantos perhatosan sareng waktu saeta.
This is the gospel of the logos.
nya ieu Injil Logos.
The eternal Son of God who became flesh.
Putra Allah nu langgeng nu parantos janten manusia.
The Greeks, God, flesh, this world is evil.
Orang Yunani, Allah, manusia, dunia ieu jahat.
God's going the wrong way. Salvation is to escape this world, not to come into it.
Allah lepat jalan keselamatan teh kanggo keluar dunia sana sumping kalebetna.
Now that's how the Gospel of John begins.
Ieu teh kumaha Injil Yohanes dikawitan.
Then he introduces John the Baptist.
Jeung anjeunna ngenalkeun Nabi Yahya.
Who talks about the one that he is to bear witness to.
Nu nyarios ngeunaan anjeunna nu kedah disaksikeun.
The one who is the Lamb of God that will take away the sin of the world.
Nyaeta anak domba Allah nu baris ngahapus dosa dunia.
Now the Jews would understand that.
Ayeuna urang-urang Yahudi bakal ngartos.
They knew about lambs.
Maranehna terang ngeunaan anak domba.
They were used for sacrifice.
Maranehna tos biasa nganggo dikorbankeun.
So annually they would sacrifice lambs.
Setiap tahun maranehna bakal ngorbankeun anak dombana.
For the forgiveness of their sins.
Kanggo pangampunan dosa-dosa maranehna.
That is when they had a temple.
Nya kitu waktos maranehna ngagaduhan hiji bait Allah.
They still have a temple.
Maranehna masih ngagaduhan bait Allah.
When Jesus was there.
Waktos Yesus aya di dinya.
But when John writes, that temple's gone.
Waktos Yohanes nulis, bait Allah teh parantos teu aya.
This is the one gospel that is written after the destruction of the temple in Jerusalem.
Hiji Injil nu diserat saparantos bait Allah di Yerusalem dihancurkeun.
Here's the Lamb of God that takes away the sin of the world.
Ya anak domba Allah nu ngapus dosa-dosa dunia.
Now he's got the Jews' attention.
Ayeuna anjeunna ngingkeun perhatosan urang-urang Yahudi.
Now let's go back to that verse that we looked at in the session last time.
Mangga urang balik deui ka ayat anu tingali dina sesi nu tos kalangkung.
That helps us understand John's very specific purpose in writing his gospel.
Nulungan urang kanggo ngartos tujuan Yohanes spesifik dina nulis Injilna.
Let's go to chapter 20, verses 30 and 31.
Mangga urang teraskeun ka pasal 20 ayat 30 dan 31.
Jesus did many things that John didn't write about.
Yesus midamel seueur hal anu teu diseratkeun ku Yohanes.
Verse 30.
Ayat 30.
Jesus did many other miraculous signs in the presence of his disciples which are not recorded in this book.
Loba kana pisan tanda-tanda anu dipintonkeun ku Yesus nu kasaksian ku murid-muridna anu henteu dimuat dina ieu Alkitab.
But these miraculous signs are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may have life in his name.
Tapi segala rupa dimuat di dieu kabeh geus dicatet supaya sapercaya ka Yesus Kristus, Putra Allah, upama aranjeun percaya ka anjeunna tinangtu hirup anjeun diberkahan.
This is the gospel of the divine signs.
Kita Injil ngeunaan tanda-tanda ilahi.
And John has selected not 19 miracles like we saw in Mark.
Yohanes parantos milih sana 18 mujizat sapertos dina Markus.
John chooses just 7.
Yohanes memilih 7.
Of which 5 are new.
Ya antaranan 5 mah enggal.
We've not seen them in any of the Gospels.
Kurang teningali maranehna dina Injil.
Now we need to pay very close attention to these signs because these are to help us understand who Jesus is.
Kurang kedah merhatoskeun tanda-tanda ieu kumargi nu nulungan urang kanggo ngartos saha Yesus.
Let's go to the first sign.
Mangga urang ningali tanda nu ngawitan.
You find it in chapter 2.
Urang mendakanana dina pasal 2.
And it speaks about turning water to wine.
Yeungeunaan mujizat ngarubih cai janten anggur.
Jesus did an amazing thing.
Yesus midamel nu matak heran.
He shortened up the process of nature.
Anjeunna ngaringkes proses alami.
He went directly from water to wine without a grapevine.
Anjeuna ngarobi langsung cai janten anggur teu ngalangkungan tangkal anggur.
And he did it at a wedding.
Anjeuna midamel hiji pesta nikah.
Now everybody knew that you save the best wine till last.
Setiap jalma terang dengan jeuna nyimpen anggur nu pangsaena dina ngeut lahir.
Well, no, you didn't.
Mohon, anjeuna henteu.
Jesus did.
Yesus midamel.
You serve the best wine first.
Anjeuna nyedekeun anggur nu pangsaena ti awal pesta.
And then when they couldn't taste quite so clearly anymore, then you introduce the poorer wine.
Atus maranehna teu tiasa ngaraoskeunana leuwih jelas deui, lajeng ngahidangkeun anggur nu kualitas
anggur. So when Jesus changed water into wine, it was so good they said, "What is this? You've saved the best to last."
Bakta si Yesus ngarobi cai janten anggur, eta sakitu raosna. Nyarios naon ieu? Anjeun nyimpen anggur dugi ka akhir pesta.
Jesus knows how to do a good miracle.
Yesus terang kumami damel hiji mujizat nu sae.
Now what was the purpose of that sign?
Ayeuna naon tujuan tanda eta?
To be a sign.
Kanggo janten hiji tanda.
A sign of what?
Hiji tanda ngeunaan naon?
Of who he was.
Ngeunaan saha anjeuna?
It says that he did this first of his miraculous signs to reveal his glory.
Dicereuskeun yen anjeuna midamel mujizat anu ngawitan tanda kanggo ningali kamulyanana.
And as a result of that revelation of the glory of God in Jesus Christ.
Hasil ti pernyataan kemuliaan Allah di Yesus Kristus.
It says that his disciples put their faith in him.
Dicarioskeun yen murid-muridna persanten ka anjeuna.
The disciples are an example of what John wants to happen in the lives of those who read his book.
Murid-murid nyaeta hiji contoh kana naon anu Yohanes hoyong ngajandenan tinu hirup maranehna ngaos kitab ieu.
These signs are recorded that you might believe in Jesus as the Messiah, the Son of God.
Tanda-tanda ieu dicatat supados saderek percanten ka Yesus salaku Mesias Putra Allah.
There's another interesting sign in chapter 6.
Aya tanda nu sae dina pasal 6.
When everybody got a free lunch.
Setiap jalmi nu kenging tuang siang gratis.
There was a lack of food.
Aya kakurangan tuangan.
And so Jesus turned a little lunch of 5 loaves and 2 fish to feed everybody. He fed him a full lunch.
Yesus ngarobi tuang siang anu sakedik nyata 5 roti sareng 2 lauk kanggo masihan tuang. Anjeuna masihan tuang maranehna dugi ka wareg.
It says interestingly enough in chapter 6 verse 14.
Dicarioskeun. Numatak heran dina pasal 6 ayat 14.
When these people saw that miraculous sign, they began to say, "Is this the prophet that's supposed to come into the world?"
Tempo mujizat sakitu ahengna jalma-jalma ngaromong tetela anjeuna nabi lumungsur ka alam dunya.
And so some of the people, when they saw these signs that revealed who Jesus was, didn't fully understand at first.
Nya kitu sababaraha urang waktos maranehna ningali tanda-tanda anu nunjukkeun saha Yesus teu sapinuhna ngartos dina ngawitanana.
Yes, he's a prophet.
Leres anjeuna saurang nabi.
But he's more than that.
Tapi anjeuna ngalangkungan teh eta.
He's the Messiah, the Son of God.
Anjeuna Mesias Putra Allah.
And so as each sign begins to reveal who Jesus is.
Nya kitu setiap tanda mimiti ningali saha Yesus nu saleresna.
People began to put their trust in him.
Jalmi-jalmi ngawitan nyimpen kapercayaan ka anjeuna.
Now some just sought the signs.
Ayeuna sabeberapa urang milarian tanda-tanda.
Hey, it's great to get a free lunch.
Tanggungin tuang siang gratis.
And so Jesus has to say, "I know why you're seeking me."
Yesus nyarios kami terang saha maranehneangan kami.
You like the loaves and the fish.
Maraneh resep ka roti jeung lauk.
But that's not the food you really need.
Tapi ieu sanestu angeun nu saleresna maraneh butuh.
I'm the living bread of life that's come down out of heaven.
Nya kami roti hirup nu turun ti sorga.
You need me.
Nya butuhkeun kami.
You need more than fish.
Butuh leuwih tibatan lauk.
You need that which is eternal.
Butuh nu langgeng.
Because the signs were to point beyond themselves.
Margi tanda-tanda kanggo nuduhkeun sagala hal nu di luar biasa.
Now, wouldn't it be foolish if you were driving down a street?
Nah, bodoh upami saderek nuju nyetir di jalan.
And you saw a sign.
Saderek ningali hiji tanda.
And you stopped.
Saderek liren.
And you looked at the sign.
Saderek ningali dina tanda eta.
What a beautiful sign.
Mani endah pisan eta tanda.
It's so colorful.
Warna-warni.
It's properly proportioned.
Terasi pisan.
And you never got beyond the sign.
Kaderek teu pernah ka tempat anu ditujukeun ku tanda eta.
Meanwhile, other people were looking at the sign.
Jami-jami milarian tanda.
And going beyond it.
Mios ka tempat nu dimaksud.
Because they know the sign was pointing beyond itself.
Kumargi maranana terang tanda eta nuju di hiji di luar tanda eta.
That's what Jesus wants to happen.
Nyaye Yesus hoyong kajantenan.
His miracles are signs to show him.
Mujijat-mujijatna kanggo ningalikeun mantena.
To bring them beyond the fish and the bread.
Kanggo nyandak maranena leuwih jauh tibatan lauk sareng roti.
To he who is the living bread that came down out of heaven.
Kamantena roti hirup anu lungsur ti sorga.
That if a man eat of him, participate in him, they will never die.
Daurang nu ngadahar ngiring dina lebetna maranehna moal maut.
This is the gospel of signs.
Eta tanda-tanda Injil.
That point to Jesus.
Nunuduhkeun ka Yesus.
That's the purpose of miracles.
Ieu tujuan mujijat-mujijat.
It's to point beyond themselves to the miracle worker.
Nuduhkeun di luar maranehna nu ngadamel mujijat.
That we will put our trust in him.
Urang bakal mercayakeun diri ka anjeunna.
Not in the signs.
Terang sanes dina tanda-tanda.
But in the Savior.
Tapi ngalangkungan juru salamet.
Now Jesus also began to explain to them that he was someone that they'd heard about in the Old Testament.
Yesus oge ngawitan ngajelaskeun ka maranehna yen anjeunna teh saurang anu ku maranehna parantos terang dina Perjanjian Lawas.
Now, the Jews would understand this.
Jalmi-jalmi Yahudi bakal naros kana hal.
Gentiles may struggle.
Jalmi-jalmi nusanes Yahudi penginten berjuang.
One day to the Jewish leaders, he said, before Abraham was, I am.
Hiji dinten ka para pamimpin Yahudi anjeunna nyarios. Satu acana Abraham aya kami parantos aya.
What?
Nah.
You're not even 50 years old and you're older than Abraham?
Mane malahan teu acan 5 taun sareng maneh langkung sepuh
tibatan Ibrahim. There's something wrong with this man in his head.
Aya hiji hal anu teu beres dina otak jalmi.
He's got a demon.
Anjeunna diraksu ku iblis.
He's out of his mind.
Pikiranana kacau.
No, before Abraham was, I am.
Satu acana Ibrahim aya kami parantos aya.
Jesus, we know where you came from.
Yesus, kami terang asal ti mana.
You're not older than Abraham.
Anjeun tu mungalangkung sebut tibatan Ibrahim.
Yes, I am.
Mohon etalares.
In fact,
faktana,
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me.
Kapan kami nu jadi jalan anu jadi kayaktian jeung hirup. Kusabab eta lamun henteu make jalan kami pamuhalan bisa datang ka rama.
What would you have thought?
Naon nu kusadarek emutan?
You know that word I am was the name of God revealed to Moses at the burning bush.
Kaderek terang kata kapan kami nyaeta kami Allah anu diwujudkeun ka Musa di rungkun cucuk nuhurung.
Is this man claiming to be God?
Napa megat ia mengklaim yen anjeunna teh Allah?
The Jews thought so.
Orang Yahudi ngamutan kieu.
So they picked up stones to stone him because he had blasphemed.
Maranehna nyokot batu keur nenggoran anjeunna kumarga anjeunna parantos ngahina Allah. Jalmi-jalmi ngahina Allah kada dihukum pati.
But Jesus would slip away from him.
Tapi Yesus ngalungit ti maranehna.
It's the gospel of signs.
Yaitu Injil nu usina tanda-tanda.
The divine Messiah.
Mesias nu ilahi.
Who speaks of being the I am.
Nu nyarios yen kapan kami.
An amazing statement is made in John chapter 14 verse 9.
Hiji pernyataan nu ngingetkeun didamel dina Yohanes 14 ayat 8.
One of his disciples asked the question, show us the Father and we'll be satisfied.
Muridna naros, Pangeran, mangga tujukeun Bapa ka kami eta parantos cekap kanggo kami.
You're always talking about God, your Father. Show him to us.
Mantenna sok nyarioskeun ngeunaan Allah Bapa mangga tunjukkeun anjeunna ka kami.
Notice what Jesus says.
Peratoskeun naon anu ku Yesus caroskeun.
Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father?
Tanunggeus ningali ka kami anjeunna ningali Bapa kumaha mantenna nyarios mangga tunjukkeun Bapa ka kami.
What?
Naon?
He that has seen Jesus has seen the Father.
Anjeunna nu parantos ningali Yesus parantos ningali Bapa.
That's what it said.
Nya ieu naon anu dicaroskeun.
Jesus put a face on the Father.
Yesus nyimpen rai-rai ka Bapa.
If you have seen Jesus, you have come to know what God is like.
Pamisa derek parantos ningali Yesus saderek terang Allah teh saha.
A number of years ago I met a young man who was from India.
Mantaun-taun baheula di papendak sareng saurang jajakan asalna ti India.
He told me that all his life he had sought to know the true God above all gods.
Masian terang ka abdi yen saumur hirupna anjeunna parantos milari kanggo wano ka Allah nu sajati Allah di luhur sagala dewa.
In India they worship many gods.
India maranehna nyembah ka seueur dewa.
But this young man said, I knew there must be one God over all the gods.
Cariosna abdi terang kadahna aya hiji Allah anu ngaleuwihan sadaya dewa ieu.
I want to know that God.
Abdi hoyong wano ka Allah eta.
And so he would fast.
Nya kitu anjeunna saurna.
He would meditate.
Anjeunna meditasi.
He would pray.
Anjeunna ngadoa.
But nothing happened.
Tapi teu aya hiji Allah anu kajanjenan.
He came to the United States of America to study nuclear engineering.
Anjeunna datang ka Amerika kanggo diajar ngeunaan teknologi nuklir.
And he didn't like it here.
Anjeunna teu mikaresep hal eta.
And he was writing a letter one day to his father saying, please send me money so I can come back home.
Hiji dinten anjeunna nuju nulis serat karamana nyarioskeun punten kirimkeun ka abdi artos sabaraha abdi tiasa uih ka bumi.
And suddenly he heard a voice calling him by his name.
Gujug-gujug anjeunna ngadangu hiji soanten ngageroan namina.
His name was one of the major gods in India.
Namina nya eta salah sahiji dewa-dewa ageung di India.
He'd been named after that god by his parents.
Anjeunna dinamian urutkeun nami dewa eta ku sepuhna.
The voice called him by that name.
Janten eta ngageroan anjeunna ku namina.
Rama, Rama.
Rama, Rama.
I am the one whom you are seeking.
Kami teh nya eta anjeunna anu ku maneh keur diteangan.
He turned around to see who was talking to him.
Anjeunna ningali ka sabudeureun kanggo ningali saha nu nyarios.
He couldn't see a face.
Sareng anjeunna teu tiasa ningali hiji rarayo ge.
There was a bright light.
Aya hiji cahaya nu caang.
And he heard these words.
Anjeunna ngadangu sareusan ieu.
I am Jesus Christ.
Kami teh Yesus Kristus.
I am the one you have been seeking.
Kami nyaeta anjeunna nu kumaneh keur ditangan.
He told me sometime after that experience.
Anjeunna nyarita eta ka abdi sababaraha waktu saparasa pengalaman
eta. All my life I had been seeking to know God.
Anjeunna nyarios John saumur hirup abdi parantos usaha ka
ngaranana
Allah.
One day in my room I met Jesus Christ.
Sareng hiji dinten di kamar abdi abdi papendak sareng Yesus Kristus.
I no longer am looking for God, I have found him.
Abdi teu milarian Allah deui abdi parantos mendakan hal eta.
He has revealed the Father to me.
Anjeunna parantos ningali Bapa ka abdi.
That's what Jesus is saying.
Ieu teh naon ku Yesus dicarioskeun.
In Jesus Christ we meet God.
Di lebet Yesus urang barisin mendakan Allah.
The word that became flesh.
Dawuhan anu parantos janten manusia.
John writes this that we might believe that Jesus is the Messiah, Son of living God.
Yohanes nuliskeun ieu supados urang percanten yen Yesus ti Mesias Putra Allah nu hirup.
Jesus made claims that only God can make.
Yesus mengklaim yen mung Allah anu tiasa ngalakukeun hal kieu.
Forgive sin.
Ngampura dosa.
Raise people back to life who had died.
Ngahirupkeun jalmi maot.
His words would judge people.
Dawanana bakal ngahakiman jalma-jalma.
You see, through his miracles,
sadayak tingali ngalangkungan mujizat-mujizatna, ngalangkungan pangajaranana,
his claims,
ngalangkungan klaim-klaimna,
there's no other conclusion that we can come to.
Daya kasimpulan sanes nu tiasa urang nyandak.
That in Jesus Christ dwelt all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
Yen dina salira Yesus Kristus aya sadaya kapinuhan Allah.
What an amazing revelation.
Kacida ngaherankeun eta pernyataan teh.
That he through whom the worlds were created.
Yen anjeunna ngalangkungan saha dunya nu diciptakeun.
Has appeared within that world.
Parantos ngajelma kalebet dunya.
As a human being.
Kalaku urang manusia.
That's the miracle.
Ieu teh mujizat.
That John wants people to come to understand.
Yohanes hoyong jalmi-jalmi ngartos.
Now this is the gospel of the Logos.
Ieu teh Injil ngeunaan Logos.
The gospel of the divine Messiah.
Injil teh Mesias nu ilahi.
And therefore we could call it an evangelistic gospel.
Sareng kumargi kitu urang tiasa nyebutkeun Injil anu ngawartakeun bajahade.
If any part of scripture is written to make us wise unto salvation through faith in Christ, the gospel of John is.
Aya bagian dawuhan Allah nu ditulis supados urang terang ngeunaan kasalamatan ngalangkungan iman dina Kristus eta teh Injil Yohanes.
It's this interesting gospel that has the most well-known verse in it.
Injil nu dipikara sepeunuh ngagaduhan ayat nu paling kakoncara di lebetna.
John 3:16.
Yohanes 3 ayat 16.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son that whosoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life.
Sabab sakitu pohara asihna Allah ka dunya nepi ka putra tunggalna oge dipasrahkeun supaya bisa tinemu jeung hirup langgeng.
And you watch people begin to understand that.
Saderek nyaksikeun jalmi-jalmi anu ngartos kana hal eta.
They put their faith in him.
Maranehna ngagaduhan iman ka anjeunna.
And the gospel comes to the climax in chapter 20.
Injil dugi ka klimakna dina pasal 20.
Where Thomas, one of the disciples, makes an amazing statement.
Di mana Thomas salah sahiji murid ngadamel hiji pernyataan nu ngaherankeun.
Let's turn to it in our Bibles. John 20:28.
Mangga urang tinggal Yohanes 20 ayat 28.
This is why John wrote his gospel.
Sababna Yohanes nulis ieu Injil.
That we would come to understand what Thomas came to understand.
Yen urang bakal ngartos naon anu ku Thomas ngartos akhirna.
When the resurrected Christ showed his scars to Thomas.
Waktos Yesus anu parantos kugah nunjukeun tilas-tilas pakuna ka Thomas.
To show him that this was the same person that had been crucified on that cross.
Anjeunna nuduhkeun ka anjeunna yen ieu teh jalmi nu sami nu sapertos disalibkeun dina kayu palang.
It wasn't a ghost.
Ieu teh sanes jurig.
It was Jesus Christ.
Ieu teh Yesus Kristus.
Thomas, look.
Thomas, tempo.
See the nail prints?
Tempo urut paku.
And what did Thomas do?
Naon ku Thomas dipidamel.
He fell down and said, "My Lord and my God."
Anjeunna sujud, "Muhun nun Gusti sareng nun Allah."
That's why John was written.
Ya sababna Yohanes nulis.
That we would bow and claim him as Lord and God.
Urang baris tunduk sareng ngklaim mantenna teh nyaeta pangeran sareng Allah.
That takes a revelation from God to understand that.
Ieu meriogikeun hiji wahyu ti Allah kanggo ngartos kana hal eta.
Remember the story of the Apostle Peter?
Emut kacariosan ngeunaan Rasul Petrus.
Jesus has said to his disciples who had been following him for 3 years.
Yesus nyaros ka murid-muridna parantos ngiring ka anjeunna salami 3 taun.
Who do people say that I am?
Urang jeuna saha kami teh?
Well, some say you're a prophet, Jeremiah, or you're one of the great men of the Old Testament.
Beberapa jalmi nyareuskeun anjeun teh saurang nabi, anjeun teh Yeremia, anjeun teh salah sahiji jalmi nu kakoncara di Perjanjian Lawas.
But who do you say that I am?
Tapi saha ceuk anjeun kami teh?
I know who you are, said Peter.
Abdi terang ceuk Petrus.
You are the Christ, you're the Son of the living God.
Anjeun teh Kristus, anjeun teh Putra Allah anu hirup.
Now you remember what Jesus' answer was back to Peter?
Nah, saderek terang naon waralan Yesus ka Petrus?
You didn't figure that out as a human being.
Sanes manusia anu nyarioskeun eta ka anjeun.
My Father in heaven revealed that to you.
Tapi Bapa kami nu di surga.
Understanding who Jesus is must come by divine revelation. It cannot come by human reason.
Kanggo ngartosa Yesus kedah sumping ti pawahyuan ilahi, ieu nu sumping ti nalar manusia.
No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
Daya saurang oge anu tiasa Yesus nyaeta pangeran asal ti Roh Kudus.
For 7 months I had a Bible study with a young man who had become a part of a cult of false teaching.
Dalam 7 sasi abdi ngayakeun study kitab suci sasarengan sareng saurang pemuda anu janten anggota sekte ajaran sesat.
He believed, his group believed that Jesus was better than man, but not as good as God.
Anjeuna percanten riungan anu oge percanten yin Yesus langkung saya tibatan manusia biasa, tapi ieu sae Allah.
Kind of in between God and man.
Sejenis makhluk di antara Allah sareng manusia.
Not fully human and not fully divine.
Sana sapinuhna manusia sareng sana sapinuhna ilahi.
For 7 months we had a Bible study in the New Testament.
Dalam 7 sasi urang diajar kitab suci perjanjian lama.
And I took him through all the passages that point out who Jesus is.
Abdi nyandakna ngalangkungan sada pasal anu ningalikeun saha Yesus teh.
In fact, I did my homework.
Patana abdi ngerjakeun padamelan bumi abdi.
I came up with a 12-page paper that literally quoted all the verses in the New Testament, particularly in John, showing that Jesus is God.
Abdi dongkap nyandak 12 halaman kutipan sadaya ayat kitab suci dina perjanjian anyar anu utamina dina Injil Yohanes anu nunduhkeun yen Yesus teh Allah.
And I thought for sure I could change his mind.
Sareng abdi yakin abdi teu ngarobih mutanana.
It didn't happen.
Teka jantenan.
It didn't happen.
Teka jantenan.
I learned a lesson.
Abdi diajari je pelajaran.
No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit.
Daya seorang oge anu tiasa nyarios Yesus teh nya Allah iwal ti Roh Kudus.
It takes a divine revelation.
Kita meriogikeun hiji pernyataan ilahi.
Jesus said, if anyone chooses to do God's will, then he will find out whether I speak on my own or I speak by the Father.
Yesus nyareosing saha anu hoyong midamel ka hoyongna, anjeuna baris terang duka ajaran kami ieu asal ti Allah, duka kami nyarios tina diri kami sorangan.
See, Thomas wanted to know.
Tempo Thomas hoyong terang.
He had chosen to do God's will.
Anjeuna parantos milih kanggo ngalakukeun kayong Allah.
And to him came the revelation.
Tereng ka anjeuna sumping pernyataan.
My friend Rama.
Rerencangan abdi Rama.
Was a sincere seeker of truth.
Nyaeta saurang anu milarian bebeneran anu tulus.
He wanted to know and do the will of God.
Anjeuna hoyong wanoh sareng ngalaksanakeun kayong Allah.
To him came the revelation.
Ka anjeuna sumping pernyataan.
These are written that we might have that revelation.
Ia diserat supados urang tiasa ngagaduan pernyataan eta.
Now I want to conclude this session with an interesting dilemma, problem.
Abdi hoyong nyimpulkeun sesi ieu sareng hiji masalah-masalah anu menarik pisan.
Who is Jesus Christ?
Dari Yesus Kristus.
Whose son is he?
Putra saha anjeunna?
He said that he was the Son of God.
Anjeuna nyarioseun anjeuna teh putra Allah.
Anyone that had seen him had seen the Father.
Sing anu parantos ningali anjeuna parantos ningali Bapa.
He worked marvelous miracles.
Anjeuna mindamel mujizat-mujizat nu luar biasa.
He also made claims that are very unusual.
Anjeuna oge ngadamel klaim-klaim anu sapertos biasana.
He was always talking about himself.
Anjeuna nyarios ngeunaan dirina nyelida.
I am the good shepherd.
Kami teh panganggon nu hade.
I am the bread of life.
Kami teh roti hirup.
I am the living water.
Kami teh cai kahirupan.
And I am before Abraham.
Sareng kami parantos aya sateu acana Abraham.
Now when you hear and see all that,
ayeuna waktu saderek ngadangu sareng ningali sadayana eta,
what's your conclusion as to who Jesus is?
Kasimpulan saderek ngeunaan saha Yesus teh?
You only have really 4 alternatives.
Saderek kedah gaduh saleresna 4 pilihan.
This whole story is a legend. It's a fairy tale. It never happened. It's a once upon a time story.
Sada carita ieu mung hiji legenda, hiji dongeng, ieu teu pernah kajantenan tinu carita nu damel-damel.
Now some people believe that.
Ayeuna sababara urang percantan eta.
They think that this whole story in the Bible is something that was made up.
Manehna ngemut sadaya carita nu aya di lebet kitab suci nya eta hiji hal anu didamel.
You know, these stories that we have for children, we call them fairy tales.
Carita-carita nu kanggo murang kali disebutna dongeng.
So it never really happened.
Janten eta teu pernah leres kajantenan.
It's not historical.
Ieu sanes sajarah.
But do you know that the proof or the historicity or the fact that this actually happened is better proven than any other ancient stories?
Tapi nah sadere terang yen bukti sejarah tanpa fakta yen hal ieu teh leres-leres kajantenan.
Why? Who would question whether or not Julius Caesar ever lived?
Danu barisna roskeun naha Julius Caesar teh hirup.
But you know that the proof that Jesus lived is far greater than Julius Caesar.
Nah, saderek terang buktos yen Yesus hirup jauh langkung ageung tibatan Julius Caesar.
There are more books that talk about it. They're closer in time of writing to when Jesus actually lived than Julius Caesar books that talk about him.
Langkung seueur buku anu ngabahas ngeunaan nu langkung caket sareng waktos nulis waktos Yesus leres hirup tibatan buku ngeunaan Julius Caesar.
And nobody doubts that Julius Caesar lived.
Teu aya nu ngaragukeun yen Julius kantos hirup.
Yes, the proof for the fact that Jesus actually lived is far greater.
Fakta yen Yesus leres hirup langkung ageung.
This is no legend.
Ieu sanes legenda.
This happened.
Ieu leres kajantenan.
Okay.
Nuhun.
Oh, I know. Jesus was crazy.
Abdi terang Yesus teh gelo.
Eloko.
Eloko.
He had a demon.
Anjeuna diasupan ku setan.
He was crazy.
Anjeuna gelo.
He called himself the Son of God, but he wasn't.
Anjeuna nyebat dirina putra Allah padahal henteu.
He thought he was.
Anjeuna leres putra Allah.
By the way, some people said that.
Beberapa orang nyereskeun kitu.
In Jesus' day.
Dina jaman Yesus.
That he had a demon.
Yen anjeuna diasupan ku setan.
Well, let me ask you something.
Yen kana abdi naroskeun hiji hal ka
sadaya. If Jesus is a crazy person.
Pami Yesus teh jalmi gelo.
Did he do crazy things?
Nah, anjeuna didamel hal nu gelo oge.
He healed the sick.
Anjeuna ngadamelkeun nu teu damang.
He made the blind to see.
Ngadamel nu leung teh saningali.
He raised dead people.
Ngagugahkeun nu maot.
He ran around doing good, for it says God was with him.
Anjeuna nguriring ngadamel anu sae kumargi Allah nyerengan.
Now, if that's what crazy people do,
ayeuna upami ieu teh dipidamel ku nu gelo,
may God give us more crazy people.
Panginten Allah masihan urang langkung seueur jalmi gelo.
Jesus cannot be called crazy.
Yesus teu tiasa disebut gelo.
No, it's not a legend.
Ieu sanes hiji legenda.
Jesus is not crazy.
Yesus teu gelo.
Oh, I know he's a liar.
Yesus teh saurang tukang bohong.
He knew that he wasn't the Son of God.
Anjeuna terang yeun anjeuna sanes putra Allah.
But he said he was.
Tapi anjeuna nyareskeun anjeuna putra Allah.
I am the way, the truth, and the life.
Kami jalan sareng kayaktian nu hirup.
Would somebody say that who is a liar?
Nah, bakal aya saurang anu nyareskeun eta teh saurang tukang bohong.
Why, he would soon be found out to be a liar.
Anjeuna bakal kanyawan janten saurang tukang bohong.
I give you the truth that you will know and make you free.
Marane baris terang bebeneran sareng bebeneran eta baris ngamerdekakeun.
Liars talk like that?
Tukang bohong teu nyarios sapertos kitu.
Is Jesus a liar?
Yesus saurang nu ngabohong.
Who call himself the truth?
Tah nu nyebat dirinya nyalira bebeneran.
There's no evidence of that.
Daya buktos ngeunaan eta.
In fact, Jesus to those who knew him best.
Faktana Yesus nyarios ka maranehna nu paling wanoh ka anjeuna.
Which of you accuses me of sin?
Saha di antara maraneh nu ngabuktikeun yen kami milamal dosa?
I wouldn't dare say that.
Abdi teu wantu nyarios hal eta.
My wife would say something immediately.
Teras istri abdi bade naroskeun hiji hal.
See, people knew that Jesus lived a life of purity.
Jalma terang yen Yesus ngajalanan hirup anu saleh.
He couldn't deceive people.
Anjeunna teu tiasa nipu jalma.
He walked for 3 years with me.
Anjeunna sasarengan sareng jalma rea salami 3 tahun.
It's pretty hard to be a liar for 3 years.
Bakal sesapisan ka ngojantan saurang tukang bohong salami 3 tahun.
How do we know he wasn't a liar?
Kumaha urang terang yen anjeunna sana saurang tukang bohong?
He said, I will die, but I will rise in 3 days.
Anjeunna nyareos kami baris maot, tapi bakal gugah dinten katilu.
He was a liar. Do you think the Father would have raised him back from the dead?
Anjeunna tukang bohong, nangemut bapa baris ngagugahkeun tina mautna.
Never. But because he did raise him from the dead, what does that say about all that Jesus said?
Upami anjeunna parantos ngagugahkeun tina mautna, naon nu kedah dicarioskeun?
It is true.
Ieu leres.
It is to be trusted.
Ieu teu tiasa dipertanten.
Jesus is not a legend.
Yesus sanes hiji legenda.
He's not a lunatic.
Saurang nu gelo.
He's not a liar.
Sanes saurang tukang bohong.
He's the Lord.
Pangeran.
He is who it says he is.
Anjeunna sami sareng naon anu dicarioskeunana?
He is the promised Messiah.
Anjeunna teh Mesias nu dijanjikeun.
He is the Son of God.
Anjeunna teh Putra Allah.
And if we believe that, we have life through his name.
Sareng upami urang percanten, urang ngagaduhan hirup ngalangkungan namina.
And he who believes this, though he may die, yet shall he live.
Jeung saha percanten ka kami anjeunna bakal hirupnya anjeunna parantos maot.
And he who lives and believes shall never perish.
Setiap jalmi nu hirup sareng anu percanten ka kami moal binasa.
This is what we have in Jesus Christ.
Ieu teh naon nu kurang gaduh dina Yesus Kristus.
That's why we have the Gospel of John.
Sababna urang ngagaduhan Injil Yohanes.
To bring us to faith in Christ.
Nyandak urang anu ngagaduhan iman ka Kristus.
I have another friend.
Abdi gaduh rarancangan sanesna.
Jewish.
Urang Yahudi.
He had never read the Gospel of John.
Dia pernah ngaos Injil Yohanes.
But he began to read it.
Anjeunna ngawitan ngaos.
Began to read about the miracles of Jesus.
Ngawitan ngaos ngeunaan mujizat Yesus.
Claims of Christ.
Klaim-klaim Kristus.
And as he read about what Jesus said and did.
Sareng waktu anjeunna ngaos ngeunaan anu Yesus carioskeun.
Suddenly it began to dawn upon him.
Ujug-ujug eta teh mimiti jelas kang anjeunna.
This is the one that I've been told was one day going to come, the Messiah.
Hiji hal anu abdi pasian terang yen hiji dinten sang Mesias.
And he couldn't resist it.
Teu tiasa nolakna.
Because in his heart of hearts, he wanted to know and obey God.
Kumargi di lebet hatena anjeunna hoyong wano, taat ka Allah.
And the more he read,
terang langkung seueur anjeunna.
The more he was drawn,
anjeunna langkung resep.
Until one day,
hiji dinten,
the same thing happened to him.
Nu sami kajantenan ka anjeunna.
That happened to Rama.
Sapertos nu parantos kajantenan ka Rama.
That happened to Thomas.
Sapertos nu parantos kajantenan ka Thomas.
He saw Jesus by divine revelation.
Ningali Yesus ngalangkungan pewahyuan ilahi.
My Lord and my God.
Nun pangeran sareng nun Allah.
And he entered into newness of life in Christ.
Anjeunna ngalebetan hirup anyar di lebet Kristus.
You've experienced that.
Kaderek parantos ngalaman hal eta.
If you haven't,
pamika acan,
you can right now.
Tiasa ngalaman hal eta ayeuna oge.
In your heart of hearts.
Di jero hate saderek.
Do you long to know God?
Kaderek hoyong kangowano ka Allah.
It's through Jesus Christ you can know him.
Ngalangkuan Yesus Kristus saderek tiasa wano
kangeuna. Do you long to do God's will?
Kaderek hoyong ngalaksanakeun ka hoyong Allah.
Then Jesus says, you'll know who I really am.
Yesus nyarios maneh bakal terang saha kami teh saleresna.
This is your moment.
Ieu teh waktos kanggo saderek.
Open your heart to Jesus Christ.
Mangga buka hate saderek ka Yesus Kristus.
Do what Thomas did.
Pidamel nanaon ku Thomas pidamel.
Confess him as Lord and God.
Angkeun anjeunna salaku pangeran sareng Allah.
He is the Messiah.
Anjeunna nyaeta Mesias.
He is the Son of the Living God.
Anjeunna Putra Allah nu hirup.
He has come to give you life.
Anjeunna parasa sumping ka ngomasian sadayana.
He gives it to you now.
Anjeunna masian eta ka sadayana ayeuna.
Let's bow in prayer.
Mangga urang tungkul sareng doa.
Father in heaven.
Bapa di lebet surga.
Thank you for your great love.
Hatur nuhun kangge kasih anjeunna saketua ageungna ka sakulia dunya ieu.
For me.
Abdi,
that you sent your son.
Yen anjeunna parantos ngirimkeun putra
anjeun. That I might have life.
kumargi ketu abdi tiasa kenging hirup.
I confess that I need life.
Abdi ngangkat yen abdi marugi ken hirup.
I am lost in my sin.
Kasat di lebet dosa abdi.
I need a savior.
Abdi marugi ken saurang juru selamat.
Jesus has come to be my savior.
Yesus parantos sumping kang ngojanten juru selamat abdi.
I turn from my sin.
Abdi wangsul ti dosa abdi.
I put my full trust in him.
Abdi percanten sapinuhna di lebet anjeun.
And I now receive him.
Terang ayeuna abdi nampi anjeun.
And I believe that as I receive him.
Abdi percanten yen waktos abdi nampi anjeun.
You receive me.
Yen anjeun nampi abdi.
And I become your child.
Terang abdi percanten putra anjeun.
Jesus Christ.
Yesus Kristus.
You are the Christ, the Son of the living God.
Anjeun teh nyata Kristus putra Allah nu hirup.
I believe in you.
Abdi percanten ka anjeun.
In your name I pray.
Di lebet nami Yesus abdi ngadoa. Amin.
God bless you.
Pangeran ngaberkahan saderek.